I swear, some people just don't know what they're dealing with. You gentlemen really thought that you could take me down, huh? Harassing a poor, innocent woman on the streets like that? Of course not. What wacky nonsense. Oh, the non-existent humanity. No, 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 no. Your efforts were in vain from the start, my dear men. In vain indeed. Boy, it's been quite a while since I was last roughhoused like that. Oh boy, howdy, is my body stiff. I should start getting back into shape with this. It's been quite a long time since I had some exercise. But I don't want to tarnish my good outfit. I mean, I only have so many good suits. I don't want to ruin any of them with such filthy commoner demon's blood. Anyways, gentlemen, I'll be taking my leave. Consider this an eye-opener for you. To maybe stop and think about what you're doing before you go and harass women on the streets. This may be hell, but please, have some class. And be sure to pick your targets more wisely next time. The next time you decide to pick a demon off the streets to harass, maybe try not picking the radio demon of all of them to try and shake down for cash. Otherwise, it'll be more than just your bones I'll end up breaking. Alright. Alright, with that, let's get a move on, shall we? Now, what on earth could that be? Sounds like the familiar sound of a child crying. Normally, I wouldn't waste such time with such matters, but... Color me curious. You don't see many child demons around the streets these days, especially on this particular level of hell. I'm quite curious. Let's take a gander, shall we? Ah, now that explains it. Oh, relax, little one. I'm not going to hurt you. That's far beneath my standards. I don't, let's say, harass children. I don't find it that intriguing. If anything, I prefer it when other people do that. It's more amusing to watch other people screw up the lives of other individuals rather than get involved with it myself. Besides, my particular targets are more on the older side, so you don't have to worry about that. Like I said, my dear, if I wanted to hurt you, I would have done so already. But of course, I'm not going to do that. If anything, I'm more curious as to what you're doing here in the first place. It's not every day you see a child wandering around these parts. And judging by your appearance, you're no ordinary demon. You're a sinner, aren't you? Now that's amusing to see. Such a young, innocent child turning out to be a disgusting, pitiful sinner. Just like the rest of us. I'm curious, though, as to what you could have done in your previous life to land you in hell. Oh, you're not going to tell me? Oh, come now. I don't bite. At least not that much. You murdered your own parents? My, oh my, that's actually quite the doozy. It's not every day you see somebody murder their own parents. Well, actually, it is every day. I see plenty of people down here who've committed that kind of atrocity before, but never a child. Usually it's something stupider. Like, say, ooh, like a child pushing another child down the stairs and causing them to break their neck. Now that's an amusing way to land yourself in hell at such a young age. But killing your own parents? They must have been really terrible to you if you ended up doing something like that to them. Might I ask why? Why do I want to know? Well, Let's just say I'm easily amused by such things. I mean, I just can't resist. The last time I was that entertained was... Huh. Come to think of it, I can't remember the last time I was easily amused. I would say the stock market crash of 1929, but... it doesn't amuse me quite as much as it used to. Despite there being so many orphans, so many... pathetic, sad, weepy little orphans. Kind of like you, actually. Oh, come now, it was just a jest. A mere joke. I forget. Children aren't that easily amused by such things. Oh, relax. Like I said, I'm not going to hurt you. Such things are beneath me. And, honestly, you amuse me in a way that I can't quite articulate. Perhaps it's because I'm still so intrigued with your backstory. The one that you refused to tell me about why you wanted to kill your parents oh so badly. Huh. You know, getting a closer look at you... You look rather... scrawny. Are you eating well, dear? Yeah, I thought that much. All right. Consider this... an apology for offending you with my jest earlier. Would you like to come with me? I can feed you. Oh, please, I'm not going to kill you. I insisted that many, many times already that I'm not going to harm you in any way, shape, or form. Granted, I offended you with my joke earlier, but that's as close as I'm going to get. I just feel like doing a good deed is all. Now then, do you care for jambalaya? My mom used to make a wicked jambalaya back in the day, and she passed the recipe on to me when I was old enough to, you know, give a damn. You know, your words say one thing, but your mouth and your eyes are saying another. You look like you're absolutely famished, my dear. Come along. I'm not taking no for an answer. You are going to come with me, and I'm going to feed you, and then send you on your merry way back to where it is that you came from. Good. Now, come with me. Let's get that stomach of yours filled up with some food, now shall we? There we are, dear. Feel much better now? Now that you've got a stomach full of food? Still so depressed even after I gave you a meal? Come now, dear. Smile. You know, you're never fully dressed without one, so come on. Give me one. Just one little smile on that pretty little face of yours. Still nothing, huh? You know what? I can't blame you. I mean, here I am, a scary demon, bringing you into this place and forcing you to eat after I just insulted you and scared the dickens out of you, maybe. I take it you saw my little run-in with those thugs? Well, you clearly have no idea who I am, so I know that you're not scared of me for that reason. So I came to the conclusion that the only reason that you were scared of me in the first place is because you saw me tend to those little miscreants that were causing me such trouble earlier. Trust me, my dear. There's no reason for you to fear me. At least... not like this, when I'm being so generous to you. If you did something that royally irritated me, well, then you'd have a reason to be afraid. But for now, doesn't seem like you have a reason to. Because, again, you don't seem to know who I am. You can call me Alistra. I'm also known as the Radio Demon. Have you heard of me? Perhaps? No? Oh, you must be very new here then, if you haven't heard of me yet. Almost everyone in Hell is familiar with me. The only people who aren't are newbies like you. So am I right? You just recently fell down here, right? Yeah, I thought so. So, now that you've got a belly full of food and you're more calm around me, and I've introduced myself, why don't you introduce yourself to me? You still don't have to tell me what it is that you did that got you down here in the first place. You know, why you killed your parents in the first place. But I would like to know at least your name. It is the polite thing to do, after all. That's a unique name. Honestly, it sounds like it came from my time period. How old am I? Oh, dearie, don't you know that it's impolite to ask a lady her age? Let's just say that I'm much, 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 much older than I appear, sweetheart. That's as far as I'm going to tell you that detail. After all, it is rather inappropriate to ask a woman her age, just like it's inappropriate to ask a man his wage, or, I guess in your case, why you'd murder your parents, since that seems to be such a touchy subject for you. Oh, you'll tell me? Finally? Well then, go ahead and start, my dear. I'm all ears. Well, I can't help but be a little bit eager. I mean, these are the kinds of details that I just live to hear. Oh, I see. Oh. Oh my. So, what I'm getting at is, you came from a bad home environment. They kicked you off to the streets somewhere so they wouldn't have to deal with you. You lived on the streets for several months, being beaten, battered, and broken by anyone that crossed your path who was not so polite. And after a while of scrounging for food scraps and absolutely being miserable, you decided to take revenge on your parents. Or rather, you went back home hoping to seek refuge and make amends with your parents. They said no, and then you took revenge. May I ask what exactly you did to them? Slit their throats and then set the house ablaze. I see, I see. My, 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 that's quite a violent act for such a little child. Honestly, I must say, I'm impressed. But my last question is, how exactly did you die? I see. So, it was exhaustion and starvation that did you in. You passed out from the fumes of the fire as well as your exhaustion from attacking your parents, and the rest is history. That's quite the tragic tale, my young one. I suppose this means you have nowhere else to go. Well, I mean, I doubt your parents would want you back. I mean, you lot all ended up in hell, correct? They did something terrible to you, you did something terrible to them. Something that qualifies as a great sin to many. So of course you'd all end up down here in hell, as the pathetic little sinners you are. I doubt they want you back, after all you put them through. The stress, the heartache, The murder? Oh, don't cry, my dear. After all, there's a silver lining to this tragic tale of yours. You ran into me. You see, I'm one of the overlords of hell. I'm not quite as powerful as the big man downstairs, but I am quite powerful. As you can tell from what I did to those ruffians when we met. And even though I'm quite powerful, I still need assistance with some things. I could use someone like you to assist me, if need be. What am I saying? I'm saying, why don't you come and be my little servant? Well, not necessarily a servant, but more or less under my control. I'll take care of you, I'll feed you, dress you, basically teach you the ways of hell and how to properly act around those that mistreat you. In exchange, you pledge your undying loyalty to me, and you come to my aid when I call you, every time I call you. I guess you could call that adoption. I mean, I'm not exactly going to become your parent, but I'll play that role if that makes you happy. Why do I want you? Well, how do I put this without offending you again? Consider it an investment in ongoing entertainment for myself. You amuse me, and I'd like to watch you grow up and become a much more capable demon. Well, of course demons can age down here. Depending on your mental age, it'll alter your physical appearance. And I hope to shape and mold you into the perfect young adult demon. A sinner willing to do exactly what I say, when I say it, with the utmost perfection. I mean, a little thing like you was able to kill both of your parents. You knew just where to attack, how to slit their throats, and just what to do to set the house ablaze. If it wasn't for the way that you went out, you probably would have made a name for yourself. You remind me of me when I was younger. So pure, so innocent, only for it to be absolutely stained and tainted by the world around you. Molding you into the perfect little sinner. A monster. A murderer. Now don't be so down, dearie. It's a compliment, really. I mean, when you're living here in hell, such things will become compliments. You'll learn to take them in stride. And if you don't like what people say about you, well, I'll be sure to train you in the art of making sure you get your way. And anyone who doesn't do what you say or says something unpleasant about you that you do not care for, I'll make sure you know exactly how to get even. Like, say, if you run into those parents of yours again down here. I'm sure that they have a lot of things they'd love to do to you as a way of repaying you for murdering them in such a grisly fashion. Not to mention when they saw you as a burden for being their child. Wouldn't you just give it to them straight one more time? Maybe multiple times even? Trust me, dearie. I can make whatever you desire happen. I can train you to become the best possible you that you can be. There's no way any demon will mess with you as long as you are under my reign. They see you, and they'll fear me and you at the same time. If anything, I could even train you to become an overlord like me. All you have to do is say yes. Now then, do we have a deal? Excellent, my dear. I promise you, you're never going to regret this choice. I'll see to it that you are well taken care of. Well fed, well dressed, well kept. And no one will mess with you again, living or dead. Now then, come along, dearie. We have a lot to do. Let's see, we'll have to take your measurements for a new outfit, because there is no way in hell that you are going to be wearing those rags while you're accompanied by me. I'm thinking a nice suit and tie will do you justice. Maybe some suspenders or a little newspaper boy cap. Something classy. Something classic. Something desirable to the eye. And after that, maybe I'll get you some more food. We need to fatten you up a little bit. Not to eat you, silly. I mean because, well, you're so scrawny and weak. We need to bulk you up some. Strengthen you. Make you... that's the word I'm looking for. We need to build you up. To... break down the weak parts of you in order to make room for building the stronger parts. I'm going to make you one of the most fearsome demons in all of hell. It'll take some work, a bit of elbow grease, but I'm sure we can manage. Now then, let's get moving.